Wow, what a powerful clip for me. And I think when I see stuff like that, it reminds me of my journey and the journey that all of us go through when it comes to a dynamic of parenting and realizing that it's very important for us to have done our self-work to make sure that we don't pass that on to our children, right? And I feel that for my part anyway, I did a pretty good job of working through my stuff, especially when my daughter was real young. And I say before, she was of an age that she was very aware of a lot of things. So I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means, but I think that I was in a pretty good space when I'm able to be the dad that I am now, which is doing the things that you wish you had growing up. I think that's why it's so frustrating for me. And many parents out there probably feel the same frustration when they feel they're giving their kids a better platform than what they had. And for whatever reason, that better platform that you know you would have succeeded in, or you would have been head and shoulders above where you're at now, is not resonating with your child, right? And I think that's something that I sit here and ponder as I recently just had her this recent stretch here and spending time with her, and her struggles in school are the worst yet. And it's not. And the funny thing about it is I talk to people about it and they say, you know, is it her attention? Is it anything? It's none of that. It's truly, she feels internally a deep urge of not wanting to do schoolwork. She loves everything about school but school itself. And this year she is, let it be known, like, I don't care. And I sit there and I scratch my head all the time with this, because I guess it's understanding what is it about her. And I think what's happened is because of allowing her to be on social media, she just hears these stories and these people making tons of money and being successful and being famous and not doing anything with school. And she's thinking, okay, well, why can't I do that? And I try to tell her, it's like, I'm not going to ever stop you from, if you want to be a TikTok star, absolutely. But guess what? You got to put in work. And I don't see you putting in work. And I will go on a tangent about things, and you know, and I was telling her, look, I mean, you say you want to be an actress or singer or whatever, but how much time do you put in to your craft, right? And when I was going on my tangent like that, and I was calling her lazy, because I was telling her, look, you're lazy because you're not doing this, you're not doing this, and not something with her goals, but most of the house chores, like picking up after herself, taking good showers, washing her hair, brushing her teeth. Every day you have to remind her. And I tell her, if I don't have to remind you, then I know you're not lazy anymore. But the fact that if I don't tell you to do something, you won't do it. And you just be and you could take away her tablet, you could take away TV, you could take away all that stuff, she still doesn't do it. Like, she has an innate desire to just eat a bunch of bad stuff and just be on TikTok and just be all about the gossip with her friends. That's the current stage that she's in. She's just wanted to go ahead and talk about the drama at school, talk about boys, girl has a crush and boy has a crush, and there's drama between girls because, you know, all these different things that happen in middle school, as we all know. She loves that. And I try to remind her that, you know, when you prioritize your friends over your personal goals is a recipe for bad stuff to happen in the future. It really is. And I don't think she understands that yet. And I try to talk to her about it. And then the thing is with her is that you try to talk to her, and I'm kind of long-winded, as I have a podcast for a fucking reason, because I can talk all this shit in my fucking head that I don't have anybody to talk to about. I go ahead and do it on here. So I sit here and just ponder on all of this, and I say, in the moment I start getting long-winded and explain to her why we're doing this for the millionth time, she just starts rolling her eyes and breathing heavy, like, oh, I fucking gotta hear this again. And yeah, I tell you, you gotta hear this again, and you're gonna show me respect, because we're not asking for much. We're asking for you to take care of your body, take care of school, take care of your responsibilities, which is mostly cleaning up after yourself. If I think about it, think about how low the bar I'm setting. I was telling this to one of the other parents I talked to. I'm not even asking for A's and B's. I'm like, look, just get you a 2.0, all C's. That's it. Get me a 2.0 and you're good, because I know that you're not built for school. You're not going to be like dad and going to get a college education and getting your master's. You're not going to do none of that. I get it. Like, you're just built a different way because of your environment and your experiences and the way you are. You're totally different. I'm not one of those parents that I'm going to impose my expectations onto her as far as what she needs to be when she grows up, right? But as a parent, I always say this. There's two things I have to do. I have to love you. I have to show you love, showing that you're, you know, you are loved by your parents. And but I also have to teach you. Part of my responsibility is to teach you about the ugliness of the world. And if you're not ready by not being responsible, by not being self-driven, by not being transparent when you need help, and you're not making any effort, because I tell her, effort is not a talent. Singing is a talent. Dancing is a talent. Being talented at something doesn't mean you're going to make it. The most talented don't make it. But the people that put in the time, that invest in themselves, that put in that time and sacrifice time with their friends and sacrifice spending time doing other fun stuff but their craft, they eventually get to be where they want to be. I truly believe that. More times than not, they're going to be where they want to be. And I'm not saying that she's going to be an actress or a singer, but guess what? She may be a songwriter. She may have a small touring gig where she makes six digits, you know, and doing that. I know people here locally that do that, that are just like karaoke singers, and they just get, you know, they get one gig after the other, and they're able to provide for their families. So that there's nothing wrong with the spectrum, right? As long as you love what you love doing. But those people are not just being lazy and not doing anything and just sleeping in and being on the tablet. But right now she's just at a phase where she's just goofing off with her friends, having a good time. And she was telling me, Dad, like, you hurt me by saying that I don't want to commit to theater and I don't want to commit to this. And I just want a break. I just want to hang out with my friends. And I was like, okay, I apologize for that, because if that's what you need, you got it. I believe, and I told her, you could be anything you want to be. If you want to be the biggest TikTok star, be that. Okay? If that's truly what you want to be and you want to be famous, you be that. But guess what? No matter what, anybody that's famous or successful is able to put it, they all put in the work. Whether you dropped out of school, whether you're a PhD, all this stuff, man. It's like you gotta put in the time. You gotta put in the work. You just can't, like, it's like in basketball. Like, you're not just gonna get better by practicing, going to practice, you know, going to the high school practice from 3 to 5. You gotta go in there in the morning before school starts. You gotta spend time in the afternoon, because that's how you advance, because you're putting in more time than your peers. And guess what? That's gonna show when you perform. So, you know, those are the things that you, I guess for me, it's trying to walk a delicate line of not creating trauma. And I probably have created some trauma, but I don't know how. Maybe I spoiled her too much. And now she has codependency issues, right? That she won't be able to shake off. But I don't know. You know, I don't think, just again, being self-reflective, all of us as parents, if we are privileged to have kids, like we're always in this self-reflection mode. Am I doing this right? Because I don't follow the blueprint that my parents gave to me. I don't. You know, I recently just had my mom having some hip issues. And I was telling her, listen, if you want to move in with me, move in with me. You know, but I have the curse of reverse parenting. I have the curse of everyone asking me for something. And when I ask for something in return, they're not able to provide that. So that's the curse I have. That's why I'm trying to get my ass out and fucking get out of the fucking country once my daughter's gone. It's like, I'm not going to stick around, because my biggest fear with my daughter, it's that she drops out of school. because she hates school so much. She doesn't want to do anything in school. She goes, runs off with her friends, and they go think they're going to start this rabbish lifestyle. Then they start dating, and then one of them gets knocked up, and then all hell breaks loose. Because that's what happens, you know, when you get stuck on relationships and you get stuck on, you know, giving all that love to your friends and to the boyfriends, is that that's conditional, you know, and they're trying to figure out their shit too. Like when you're 15, 16, no one's got figure life out. So if she's not going to listen to my compass of what I'm able to provide, and that's the thing that I was telling her, it's like, you know what? I would love, you know how much you have opportunities, Jazz. Like it's like you have an opportunity, my dear, to like you sit here at home and be on your TikTok, or you can go to Playlist Live. And I was telling her about that because, again, as a dad, I feel I have to put her in positions to have opportunities to learn or to take notes, mental notes, right? And there's this event here in, it's called Playlist Live, where it's a convention where all the social media personalities get together and meet with fans and have booths and all this shit, right? And I was telling her, here's the list of people at Playlist. And she's like, no, I don't want to do any of that. I'm like, okay, well, I if you're trying to be a TikTok star, right? If you're trying to be a social media, wouldn't you like to meet those people and connect with them and network with them and be able to kind of build a brand or get tips on how to build it? Like, right? I mean, that's just really me. Like, and I'm trying to let her know these things, but because it's too much work. It's too much work to get in a car, to drive there, and to spend time there. Like, it's so much easier for her to be behind a tablet. And I get it. Like, I get that it's not enticing to put in work, but I'm trying to tell her to put in work. I'm trying to tell her because that's the way you get ahead. But unfortunately, I was telling this to mom. I was telling her, listen, I don't think our daughter is going to learn anything from us, okay? She no matter how much we tell her to do school, she go and stashes her homework. I'm like, okay. So we're, you know, right now what I'm doing is she no sleepovers. We're not doing Halloween. what else are we doing? You know, like right now she's doing lots of walking. And I told her eventually what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to have any electronics. If by the first quarter of school, grades haven't gotten any better, your electronics are going to be gone. You're going to be eating all the stuff that I make you, which you won't like. And you're going to be exercising your ass off. And I'm going to make it like a prison camp for you. And we'll probably be going to the library for fun. Whatever it is. You know, and it sucks because when you see your kid not taking advantage of the opportunity, you're just saying to yourself, God, I wish I had a mom and dad in my life that loved me, that shared love, that got along, that were able to be in the same space. Like, her mom is really working her tail off, man, to really keep everything intact. And, you know, my daughter is just, whatever. You know, and I think it's just, when you've been living in a bubble for so long, I already have told this this to mom. I was like, she's one of those kids that she's going to learn life the hard way. And I'm going to be out of the country by then. My ass is leaving the country. My ass is getting out because I'm tired of people asking me for shit and having me, if I'm fucking in Europe, you can't ask me for shit. Like, you're fucked. Like, you gotta figure it out. Like, if anything, there's a large body of water, I'm not there, I can't be there, bro. I'm here having a paella or having some beer in Germany or fucking pizza in Italy. Like, I'm too far away to help you, bro. Like, do your thing. You know, that's how I feel. I want to be like the Godfather. Like, if you see the Godfather Part 3, when he's just like, you know, just all the shit chaos he created at the end. He's somewhere in Italy with a fucking dog in a chair, just fucking minding his business, and he just rolls over and dies. Like, that's exactly what I want for myself. Like, I just want to be left the fuck alone and you figure out life out, because I'm not going to let your lack of taking advantage of opportunities or doing the things that I've been telling you to do be at the end that I'm paying for. Like, I'm not gonna do that. Like I'm like, look, yo, I gave you life. I appreciate you, but after that, you're gonna learn the hard way. And that's what I always tell people, man. Like, two ways of learning life. You learn life from other people that love you and care for you and really want to see the best of you. Or you learn the hard way. And life is ready to give you that lesson. Give it time. This ain't my body. Just look me in my eyes, man. Oh, you killing me softly. Now I'm in the class, I'm a upkeep. Spread that thing like butter.